a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:31.
78 degrees.
I-15 backed up from Point of the Mountain into Draper. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah fireworks.
Provo is designating certain city parks as safe places to light fireworks for those who feel the need to light up the sky this 4th of July.
They're in a much safer environment as far as the potential for the ignition of an unintended fire.
This comes after a juvenile was accused of starting a fire this week by lighting off fireworks illegally, and he could face some big fines. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our coverage, Utah Fireworks.
The Provo Fire Marshal says he cannot ban fireworks under the law. He'd rather people light them safely and not try to find spots to hide. Lynn Schofield says they are letting people know they can go to 14 city parks instead.
And they say to themselves, I got to do fireworks this year because it's a tradition, and I'm okay with that. As long as you do it smart, I'm okay with that.
Schofield says someone started a small brush fire in the hills after lighting fireworks Monday night. They stayed on scene. They will face a large fine and fees. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Add Cottonwood Heights to the list of cities adding fireworks restrictions. The ban applies to large areas of the city and will remain in place through December 30th. The city says their professional fireworks show for Butlerville Days in July will still go on, with firefighters helping to make sure the display is safe. And this follows Salt Lake City's announcement yesterday that all personal fireworks are banned from being lit within city limits this summer.
We continue to follow breaking news out of the Supreme Court this hour, where minutes ago the court ruled in a free speech case that could have a major impact on students around the country.
It was an 8-1 decision. The court says a high schooler who was disciplined, or a high school rather, who disciplined a cheerleader for making vulgar comments on social media outside of school hours was in the wrong. Joining us live in studio to go over this ruling is Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson. This is far-reaching, isn't it?
It is. It impacts so many things in terms of our students and what reach the school has in terms of monitoring student behavior and student speech. Really interesting. 8-1. So, again, we always talk about the 5-4s. This was very clear. 8-1 decision by the Supreme Court saying that the school does not have license to reach all that way. And really interesting, they in the opinion, which was done by Justice Breyer, who's getting a lot of pressure to retire after this session, he said that the school itself has a specific interest in protecting the free speech of the student, especially unpopular speech, whether in the classroom or outside the classroom. He said, America's public schools are the nurseries of democracy. And one other thing, it was almost a little tongue-in-cheek, I think, from the justices, said that if you could regulate both on-campus and off-campus speech, students may not be able to speak at all.
Oh.
I know some parents may say, with my teenagers,
please.
I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And I like, too, when they said that you know, when it comes to what the students are doing off-campus, the school is not in loco parentis anymore. We are not in the place of the parents for what they do off-campus.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. And I think that's... To me, that's the really reaching point of all of this, is that free speech does extend. Schools are not 24/7 nannies over our kids. I think that's a really important message where they expect the parenting to be happening. Mm.
What does this mean for employers who pay you to be a part of the organization? but also want to be critical of things you might do on your social media. Does it reach there, that level at all?
I don't think this particular case doesn't reach it, but it does start that conversation, I think, in an interesting way. Of course, a lot of businesses and organizations say, you know, be careful. And, of course, a lot of people will tell you to be careful what you put on your social media because you may be applying for a job sometime. So then that becomes a very interesting dynamic. What is the reach? What is the parenting reach of your employer will also be an interesting thing coming up.
More coming up, I'm sure, on Inside Sources.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.